Yesterday, I attended a workshop learning how to use a new online demographical tool called Mission Insight that all five of the presbyteries in Georgia are making available to the congregations. I learned that thanks to the Census Bureau and its online minions, that very detailed information is available on 98% of the households in America. Everything from income and ethnicity, of course, to favorite TV shows and magazine subscriptions and pet ownership. What you do with Mission Insight, I learned yesterday, is you enter a zip code into their website, push a button, and voila, as they would say if I were in France, voila, a four-page instant profile of that zip code appears. For my tutorial, since I was going to be here today, I used 30306, the zip code of the church. So I know that if you live in this zip code, you are likely to be Anglo and young, have considerable income to go along with your college and even post-college degree, that you read the New York Times, at least the Sunday Times, and that one of your most frequently visited websites is Match.com. And I learned that 100 new people move into this zip code every month. And you thought zip codes were only told your postal carrier where to deliver your catalogs. No. This kind of tool, this information, could, of course, have enormous missional implications as churches seek to answer that most fundamental and nagging question of would-be followers of Jesus, who is my neighbor, and to reach out to that neighbor with the healing balm of the gospel. Certainly, this information is being used by others other than the cutting-edge missional presbyteries. It's being used by retailers and developers. Why do you think you all got the Trader Joe's? It's being used by school boards and bankers, insurance companies, political campaigns. This is an aside, but if I hear hardworking American one more time, I am moving to Canada. It is used by car dealerships. You cannot buy a Jaguar in my zip code. For my Jag, I'm going to have to go to 30305. Zip code profiling, that's what I call it. A May article in the AJC called zip codes lifestyle markers. The article cited as its primary example, and did any of you see this article? Cited as its primary example 30363, Atlantic Station, which, while it was still under development, petitioned the Postal Service and received its very own zip code, splashed across T-shirts, websites, signs, any marketable surface. 30363. Brian Leary, the vice president of AIG Global Real Estate Investment Corporation that developed Atlantic Station, and for all I know, he's a member of this congregation, so Brian, if you're out there, hey. Anyway, he was quoted in that article as saying that Atlantic Station is, quote, for a certain type of person, environmentally conscious, singles and families who like shopping, hate commuting, and want to be literally in the middle of it all. He went on, we want people to think, I am 30363. That meant, the quote continued, that meant creating a sense of identity and community from scratch in a place that didn't exist, and then asked, what better way to do that than to have your own zip code? What better way than a zip code might there be to create a sense of community and identity where one did not exist? Well, the gospel of Jesus Christ provides at least one alternative. Take this passage from Matthew. Demographers would have had a hard time keeping up with Jesus as he moves easily in these verses through a disparate variety of lifestyle markers, the zip codes of his day, prostitutes and tax collectors, unclean woman, ruler of the synagogue, affluent and wealthy. If you ran Mission Insight on them, you would come up with very different population profiles for these that he encounters that day, to be sure. But what ties each of them together is that as he moves through the narrative, Jesus, in each case, does exactly what Brian Leary suggests could best be done by a zip code. Jesus bestows an identity and creates a community where it didn't exist before. It starts with the call of Matthew. Matthew was not 30363, a traitor to his own people and a pawn in the machine of the Roman Empire's occupation. He was equally despised by Romans and Jews alike. He didn't belong anywhere. Yet with a two-word summons, "Follow me," Matthew goes from being a tax collector to being a guest at table, a companion, a disciple, a friend, the woman with the flow of blood. For 12 years, she had lived on the margins of society. Her illness made her ritually unclean, and anyone with whom she came in contact would also be made unclean by her. Anyone in this society who has ever tried to get well from a socially ostracizing disease can imagine what she must have had to summon to stretch her hand out to touch the rabbi, hoping no one would notice. Jesus heals her body, but not just her body. He heals her social condition as well. He sees her for who she truly is. Daughter, he calls her. And with that address, she is right back in the center of the family, a beloved child. And the ruler of the synagogue, for all his wealth and power and position, he could not save the life of his precious daughter. In that encounter with Jesus, not only his daughter's life, but his life as well, which, however rich he might be, would have been totally impoverished by her death, his life is given back to him, restored. It seems to me that the one thing that zip code profiling does not take into a sufficient account is that whatever our zip code, we all suffer from the same condition, the human condition. In that condition, we are all so beautiful and so intolerably vulnerable. That condition, marked as it is with illness, with tragedy, with messed up relationships, addiction, brokenness, death, that condition is no respecter of zip codes. It does not matter your zip when the telephone call comes in the middle of the night, or the surgeon walks through the door of the waiting room and her face is ashen, or you sit across from the table from the one with whom you have sat at that table for years and years and eaten and laughed and loved, but the words between you on this day are, "How are we going to tell the kids?" What lifestyle marker is going to provide you an identity that can withstand the human condition? What zip code will surround you in those moments with interest and compassion and casseroles too numerous to mention? What Jesus did in his bold announcement that the kingdom of God is at hand was create a new zip code, a wholly different demographic category. The kingdom of heaven is what Matthew likes to call it, one that takes very seriously the human condition and transcends the human condition. In that zip code, identity has nothing to do with lifestyle, with income or education or with whom you're partnered or whether or not you can work the Sunday crossword puzzle in the Times. You are a child of God, period. Flat out, come what may. Beloved, as our creed puts it, in life and in death, and in life beyond death, we belong to God. And to the community? In Tucson, Arizona, last month, two homeless people were slain by, apparently, a couple of young men out on a spree. It was random, chilling. The Tucson Daily Star reported the deaths in the Record of Vital Statistics section of the obituaries, just a little notice. And a woman in a church in Tucson, Arizona, happened to read it. And for no apparent reason other than the peculiar zip code she claimed, she called the newspaper to find out what funeral arrangements had been made. None. One of the men had no traceable family at all. The other had a son who lived in Minnesota, but who, for undoubtedly very legitimate and understandable reasons, was estranged from his father and wanted nothing to do with the matter. She rallied her zip code, that peculiar one. And so it was that at 5 o'clock one evening, 60 people gathered in the sanctuary, and with prayers and songs and a totally unreasonable tenderness, commended back to the God who had made them, Alvin Lewis Harris and Eugene David McClintock, and interred their ashes in the mesquite-shaded columbarium in their courtyard, and prayed with like tenderness for the two young men being held for their murders. What zip code do you live in that would do that? It seems to me that if the church is going to be what we say we aim to be, that is, an exhibition of the kingdom of God to the world, then our missional focus cannot be only or even primarily to our own, people like us. Rather, the church, which Morningside, bless you, you are already doing, the church will have to pattern its life after Jesus, moving fluidly as he did through the zip codes and the legions of social stratifications that categorize and separate and divide human beings, moving easily through them and engaging in the same holy work that Jesus did, repairing creation, putting feet and hands and heart to the prayer that he taught us, "Thy kingdom come."